Good morning, everybody. I know it's been forever, but it's that time again, boys and girls. It's update time. Texas saw a few cold days. Really, yesterday was the, might have been the worst, but the ice wasn't sticking. People were scared and called in, of course, and guess what? And that was it. I think we passed that time. Like, today it's just cold. Cold. It's cold, but car's running great. I was slipping and sliding yesterday, especially with the, you know, little snow patches. And today, same thing. Nothing wrong. I'm trucking and moving along. But yeah, the cold times has passed, I think, unless somehow we get like some kind of supernova snowstorm. But there was talks yesterday about us getting a time and a half for coming in because all the call-ins. We literally had 64 call-ins. 64. I was like, what the hell? The cowards, boys. Man, they're cowards. I've been in group chat with a couple of guys from work. I call them cowards indeed. And I was like, really, guys? Really? Y'all called in for this. Save your PTO for another day. But, you know, it's whatever. It's like they're going to call in. I came in, though. I think it was like me, two of my bosses. I don't know if anyone else came in at two, but guess what? I didn't care. I'm already here anyway, so I was like, all right, time to make some money. But we see, folks. Not too tired. I slept well. Things were getting good. Oh my God. See how it goes today. Woo, it's cold. Man, it's cold. But what else? I got the heat on. I'm nice and toasty right now, even though it's like, what is it saying? It's outside. It says 15. All right. As long as it wasn't minus. But like I said, it yesterday was an easy day. It was an easy day for those boys to make money, but nope. Speaking of that, you have those co-workers. Like, right now, this whole month, they're giving out free money. Pretty much, you can work overtime if you want. It's up to you. You leave anytime you want. I literally did 9 hours one day. That's like literally 9 hours of OT. That's like money coming in. I'm kind of excited. I guess when I get to the work, I'm gonna see how my paycheck's gonna be, because it cuts off every Saturday, which, you know, every 2 weeks, but it's cut off. I'm gonna see how much money I made. Speaking of that too, I got this guy on Instagram. I know it's the same guy. He's like, I'm in trouble right now. I need some help. I was like, tell me a little bit about it, brother. Tell me what's going on. And then he asked me, like, I just need some to sell money. Help me out. I'm taking bad times right now. I was like, yeah, man. I can help you financially, but I can help you set it up. And he does not respond to me ever more. I'm like, all right, buddy. I was like, you wanted help? I was going to help you, you know, set up your account so you can do it. But you can tell it's one of those guys, like, they were trying to get quick money. He's like, oh, I'll pay you back on Friday. I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, he must be, like, new to the scamming scene. Because I'm telling you, he's not a smart cat at all. So, that dude's barking up the wrong tree looking for a lot of money. Because guess what, buddy? My buddy's good. It's investments and saving up. So, you're not part of that crowd. Get out. But, you know, it's cold. People come in the store in blankets and onesies. Like, what the hell? I was like, is that really warm? That really warm? And then the people that do come in some of them are lazy. Some of them, like, don't want to take, like, advice. I was like, why are you even putting stuff on carts? Like, the floor, like, where there's no bread, no meat, almost no water, but you're going to go try to do other stuff. I was just like, oh my God, this guy is working the easy way, it is working the hard way. Guess what? He's working the hard way. I don't get it, but I don't know. And supposedly he might work today. I think he is, because the roads are good. It's going to be easy day. I was just like, whatever. I'm going to make my money. But what was it? Yeah, supposedly we might not get the, what you would call it, hazard pay. But I think we might qualify for it, because we, the amount of people that didn't show up. And they gave us, like, free pizza, whatever. I was just like, oh, I'll take it. I'm not going to say no to pizza. But I don't think they're doing it right. They're not scanning it out. Our on-hands are going to be bad. So, whatever, man. It's like, it is what it is. They mess up the numbers, let them mess up the numbers. I kind of gave up on certain things when I dropped down. When I was department manager, I just stepped down. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Speaking of that, a lot of places that we're going to have, like, Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday, whatever, they, 50% off sale over here, or this is this. A lot of those were closed down. You know why? People calling in. Calling in because they had the storm of the century, aka the flurries of ice, snow. I'm not sure my brother went in. He probably didn't, because he works in Dallas. He was probably like, nah, I'm good. No, but I see McDonald's still trucking, lucking. I see, it's also almost 4 a.m, so not a lot of stuff's open right now. So, but I do see a few things that are kind of like, stay open for the public. But let me see, it's Tuesday, you got trash day out of the way. Supposedly we're gonna get new trash containers for our trash to throw away. I'm not sure. I know they're upping up the ante on there, because it's gonna be more fancier. We do live in a fancier area, way better than my brothers. To him, he lives in the best neighborhood in the world. But he's had a problem with neighbors and stuff. I'm like, yeah, John, you live in the best place. I never had neighbors like the ones he had. He's had multiple problems with people. And me, I don't want to talk to them. We talked to one, and he was the air conditioner guy. And we never talked to him ever again, because he moved away. He's gone. He's long gone. So, goodbye, buddy. But, but, what else we have going on? The winter storm happened. Been trying to listen to more content. My bad. I've been listening to more Cumtown podcast. Listen to the oldies. I miss the oldies. There's some good ones out there. And what else happened this week? I saw, man, what did I see? I know I saw something. Saw a few videos on YouTube explaining. I love recap videos or recap series, because you don't have to watch them unless you want to watch them to waste time. There's a few from that you literally just, like, recap, and bam, it will tell you everything that happens in the series. Or you want to catch up and, like, what happened to this and this, and it will recap all of it for you, so you won't have to waste your time on it. But today it's just going to be a white day. Man, those guys still have the lights up. Easy rolling, easy driving. Like, I'm just driving slow, and I'm just like, oh yeah, we did have the Cowboys game here the other day, and it was okay. It was the Cowboys lost yet again, and the town is furious. I don't really watch football and stuff. I just know if they won, we made money in our store. If they didn't win, we lost money. So, yeah. So, it is what it is. Right now, the Cowboy stuff is not going to be as full peak. It's going to be... Uh-oh, what's this on the road? It was a bag. But, that's how it is. You got a losing team. Guess what? The merch's not going to sell as fast as the winning team. Unless you're like a hardcore collector of Cowboys. Some people like tore off their shit. Like, done with this city. But I think even today we might have even a little bit of call-ins because how cold it is. And they're just like, oh, it's going to be worse. And I was like, no, it's not. That people were predicting yesterday. It was like, oh, it's going to freeze and the roads are going to be bad. I was like, yeah. Those are the people that wish that crap were happening. And guess what? It did happen. Y'all good. That pretending there was slipping and sliding was not... It was funny. The ones that live closer, I was expecting to come in, did come in. But the ones that live a little farther away came in. I was like, really? Really? Oh, guys. So one showed up late. I was like, oh, hey, lady. I was like, holy crap. I was like, I really wasn't expecting it. And I didn't care. I came in early. I came in early since Saturday or Sunday. So I've been taking advantage of that. No one said nothing. I've been coming at a 4. And my boss hasn't said a damn word. She knows I work. She knows stuff gets done. I might have to stop it after today. It's going to have to go to regular schedule, as they say, because I don't think I'm going to get away for it for too long. But what can you do? Coming in, doing 30-minute lunches. it's not bad. But I feel bad for the ones that got to drive farther away to another store. We got to help out another store. It's in Grapevine, 266. That's the store's, I guess, number, but whatever. They got to go over there. They're getting paid some good money. I think somebody told me one was going to get like a 2K check. And I was like, hell yeah, man. That's like $1,000 a week. Or, well, you know, up to 4 or 5 days of your work. So... That's not too shabby. That's like work 5 days. Hell yeah. That's not bad at all. Ooh, yeah, sorry. Hopefully there's a little bit of meat left. I'm gonna buy some meat. I'm gonna eat some pork chops with the meat. Season it a little bit. And yeah, just, you know what, I get some pork chops. I haven't had pork chops in forever. You ever ate something you haven't eaten for so long? It's like good, like say, just a regular bologna sandwich. I know bologna's like, ew, but if you haven't eaten like every day, just out of nowhere, you're like, oh, let me get a piece of bologna. Damn, it's not too bad, like turkey or a ham sandwich, like regular chopped ham. Just like, oh, just ate a sandwich one day with all the fixings. You know, don't eat it dry unless you're just that guy that just eats certain things. Plain Jane. I have to add like a little, you know, cheese, a little bit of everything. But that's how it is. I kind of like my stuff. I know people look like, you put a little bit of mayonnaise. I was like, I'll put a little bit. I don't glob it on there. You act like I'm just add a couple of spoonfuls or something. But that, oh man, donut shop's still closed. Well, what did I expect for almost being 4? But I think that's it for today, guys. Sorry for ranting for a bit, but you have a good day and a good morning.